Hello, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. I'm a data platform architect, and today we're going to talk about business intelligence. And really, we want to talk about how SharePoint allows us to do new things in a better way. SharePoint is really about organization, discovery, building out new solutions, and managing those solutions as far as business intelligence goes. So, with our BI tools, how do we explore the data? How do we mine that data? How do we take that data then with maybe new relationships created and visualize that information? And then from a security standpoint and a maintenance standpoint, how do we control that information? One of the nice things about a tool called Power Pivot that is an add-in to Excel is it allows us to explore data through things like charts and graphs and tables. We can also do the best and brightest thing that Excel rather has to offer by formatting the data, creating relationships, and applying date math to that data as well. If you look at this tool right here, this is part of Power Pivot that allows you to take a data model out of a database and extend that with things like, say, hierarchies. You can add key performance indicators. And you can actually create data mashups with that data, so you're not constrained just to the data that you pull in from a single data source. You can also do things that Excel is phenomenal at, like different charts and graphs, and you can apply different styles of those charts to the data that you drop into Excel. So once you pull data into Power Pivot in Excel, you can literally come through tens or hundreds of millions of records in Excel because it's got a X-Velocity database bolted onto it. It also supports the concept of slicers, as you see on the left. You can slice through your data. Those slicers are aware of the relationships in your data, so that if you, say, pick, in this case, company, and that company does not support, say, next day air, the next day air slicer will be grayed out. It also allows you to explore and navigate your data by looking at things like trend lines and timelines, and allowing you to drill down in specific parts of your data. As you can see on the bottom as well, there's three different tables here. So we have the concept of multiple tables, multiple sheets that you can view those tables on. So it's very extensible in terms of what you get from traditional Excel. So from a solution standpoint, we might want to look at how we would combine and analyze large data with Power Pivot. Like we've said, Power Pivot can work on the tens, hundreds of millions, and possibly even the billions of records. So an example of this would be to take Power Pivot and to point it at, say, a SQL Server database and pull data into that and visualize that. So let's go ahead and do that. What we have here is a blank Excel worksheet. And you notice that we went to powerpivot.com and we downloaded the Power Pivot add-in. It can be either 64-bit or 32-bit. Typically, you want 64-bit because it has a much better performance and much better scalability. We're going to click on the Manage link, and that's going to allow us to pull data in from different data sources. So let's go ahead and say from database. We'll pull it in from SQL Server. I have a local SQL Server instance on my machine here. And I'm going to pull in AdventureWorks DW 2008 R2. I could pull in data either from a query or from a list of tables. Let's go ahead and pull in from a list of tables. We're going to go to our fact table. And let's go ahead to our fact internet sales. We're also going to say select related tables. It's going to look at the relational integrity of that data and pull in related tables. You can see in this case we have six tables. So we're going to pull all that data in. What that's going to do, this is essentially an ETL tool that's caching all this data in Excel. Now, this data could actually be, once it's imported into Excel, you could actually extract that data into a Visual Studio solution and run it from Visual Studio if you want. You also have the ability of taking that data and storing it into a new model in Analysis Services called a tabular model. You can see by this little blue rectangle here that it's a tabular model. So it's a new way of looking at Analysis Services data that goes above and beyond the UDM model. So it looks like we've pulled in several tens of thousands of rows. If we want to look at the relationships that were created, we can do that as well. We could have also filtered that data horizontally and vertically when we pulled it in, and or given it friendly names. So as you can see on the bottom here, we've got a bunch of different dimension tables. We've got also a fact table that's got several tens of thousands of records. And what we can do here is we can also extend this model if we wanted to by adding new columns, deleting columns, or pulling in other data sources. So we're not limited to just a single type of data source. There's all sorts of different data sources here, from Microsoft data sources to flat files to things like the Azure Market to IBM to Oracle. So there's lots of different choices you have here. You also have the ability to have a database diagram. In this database diagram, what you can do is you can drag and drop relationships. You can do things like create hierarchies if you want. And so it's pretty extensible in that way. You get a nice menu of things here. If we want, we can go back to the data. We can also do things like drag and drop fields between tables, which I won't do in this case, but that's always possible. So let's go back to our data. Again, you can also extend this model by doing things like if you want to delete a column, you can do that. Just go down to delete, or you can insert columns. And it's also got a language called DAX that allows you to do things like extend your schema. So if I want to come up here and then say, do a DAX function, I can do that, and it allows all sorts of interesting functions to be done on the schema as well. So let's go ahead and cancel that. You also get a design menu to do things like design of your data. You can do things like mark things as date tables if you want. And there's also an advanced menu to do things that allow you to do advanced functions on your data and your schema. All the changes that you make to your data and your schema here will be reflected in the front end model when you go to that front end model. So we've pulled in our data, we've looked at the relationships. We can do things like sorting by column. We can create measures if we want down here by clicking on things like AutoSum, and it'll create a measure for us in this data. You can also do things like create KPIs if you want, and those KPIs allow you to do key performance indicators on your data. Once you're done with that, what you can do is create things like pivot table and pivot charts. So let's go ahead and do that from our data. We're going to go back to our worksheet. And when we go back into Power Pivot, it's going to allow us to take that schema, that BI semantic model that we created, and then just drag and drop fields into our list here. So we might want to look at things like sales, for instance. So let's go ahead and find our sales amount. And so we're going to drag and drop that into our chart here. We also might want to look at things like values of customer, for instance. We might want to look at, say, marital status. And then for gender, we might want to look at things as a slicer. So we might want to be able to take this data and slice it by, say, male and female. You can also work with pivot tables if you want. So we might want to go back to our fact internet sales table and look at some other measures that we're interested in, like, say, tax amount. And this tax amount, we might want to look at from the standpoint of, say, product. So we might want to go to our product, and we might want to look at, I don't know, English product name, for instance. And that's going to allow us to look at this data. We can also do things like apply formatting to this. So if we go into here and we look at color scales, that's going to allow us to do formatting here. So there's lots you can do here. Once you're done with all this, and you can always again go back to your Power Pivot view if you want and extend the model. But when you're done with this, you go File, Save As. The next tool we want to look at is something called Power View. Now, Power View takes data from a Power Pivot data source that we created, say, in Excel, and it allows you to take that Excel workbook, publish up to SharePoint, and then create end user reports with that. So it's a very powerful tool. It's very simple to use, and it leverages the data model that you created in Excel. You can do very phenomenal types of geospatial reports, bar charts. You can even do bubble charts that have three or four dimensions to them, things like time, and you can hit the run button, and it'll play that. You also get your entire schema saved into the model through what's called a BI semantic model. And that model that you created in Power Pivot gets extended and pushed up into Power View. So it's a tool that really allows report builders to do what they do best by building reports. They may not be really savvy in data modeling or BI, but they know the domain that they want to report on. And just by a couple simple clicks, they can do really powerful visualizations in Power View. Once also you've published a Power Pivot workbook up into SharePoint, like we said, you have these slicers, you have these powerful visualizations that you can leverage. So you can leverage these workbooks in Excel. You're not limited to just having to use Excel, but you can use Excel services. And all the slicers that you created are also interactive as well. The last thing I would say is that as far as publishing goes and reporting goes, it's a phenomenal tool in that you can take all these reports, publish them to SharePoint, share them out, and everyone gets the ability to either edit and or just read only on these documents based on if you the permissions that you have in SharePoint. You can also do things like quick previews. You can search for certain reports that you're interested in, and that's the beauty of having these all hosted up on SharePoint and collaborative technologies is that you can search the reports as well. The last thing I want to talk about is an actual Power View report and some of the things that you would do with those Power View reports, how you would do decision making, and how you would save those reports up to SharePoint. So let's go ahead and look at a demo of that. So this is an example of a Power View site, and right now I am in a non-edit mode, so I'm actually able to interact with the data and real time. You can click on any of these visualizations here, these bar charts, and they're going to actually cross filter the rest of the report. If you want, you can pop these things out. So I might want to come down here and pop this out. And you can also come down and click on the run button and kind of see these items as they go through a time series. You can also click on an individual item here if you want to get a sense of a specific item as it goes through time. And when you click on an individual item, you're going to just see that one item and it will actually cross filter everything else on the page. So I'm going to push this back down and you can see that we can look at the data that way. We can also do things like slice the data through these slicers. So you have lots of options there. As you slice the data here, it's going to cross filter everything else. So like we said, there's these column charts that we can click on, get a look, different look at the data. At the bottom here too, there's also the ability to slice through the data via different reports. So I've got, in this case, seven different reports that we can look at. You have the ability to do things like filters if you want to. So you can filter the data. You can go back to an edit mode as well if you want to do things like edit the report. That's always a possibility as well too. So you have kind of different styles you can apply, different designs. And if we look through just the different types of reports that we've got, there's quite a bit that we can do around different styles of reporting, different slicers that we've enabled, and to really get a 360-degree view of our data. So let's go back into something like there's a reading mode. There's also, if we go back to the edit mode, we see that there's filters that you can apply. These filters allow you to filter the data in lots of different venues. So depending on the report type and the type of schema that you have, you might want to filter the data on different types of elements like physician in this case or time, et cetera, et cetera. So lots of different things you can do around filtering if you wanted to do that. I'll just show you an example here where you could select a certain physician that you want to filter on, or if you wanted a numerical type filter, you could do that as well. So hopefully that helps. And again, this is Mike Wilmot. Hopefully you've enjoyed this presentation and have a great day.